right, Lance. I'll get back
Love
to you.
Talk Radio.
Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody greater. Oh. Nobody.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we can attest to there's nobody greater than the Lord. Amen, amen. We bless the Lord today. We give him glory. We give him praise. We give him honor. Amen. There's nowhere we can find a God like we serve. The psalmist said he searched all over and couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. You'll never find another one. Great is our God. Amen. So we thank you for tuning in. We welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many know you have a destiny in Christ Jesus? Amen. Once you begin to realize that your destiny is in Christ Jesus, then you'll begin to do the things to pursue that destiny. You begin to do the things that's required of you to have a destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen. And first of all, we have to be obedient. Amen. He said, the scripture said, we are willing and obedient. We will eat the good of the land. How many want to eat the good of the land? Glory to God. How many want your families blessed, your children blessed, amen, your jobs blessed, amen, your resources blessed, oh, God, your neighbors, your community blessed, your pastors, your leaders, your shepherds blessed, hey, glory to God, blessed, blessed, blessed in every aspect of our lives, amen. Truly, I count it a blessing to be in the land of the living. I count it a blessing to be a child of God. I count it a blessing to be in royal priesthood. Amen. Because I know one thing, when you're in God's family, you have favor. Amen. God will go before you. Hallelujah. He'll be a pillar by day and a cloud by night. Woo! Glory to God. I bless the Lord. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Amen. And we're going into our archives this week. It's a little hectic here, but that's all right. I thank God that we have an archive that we can pull from. Amen. And truly, the messages that are in this archive, they are still relevant today. Amen. And all you have to do is allow them to resonate in your spirit, because we need these words. Amen. And these words are given by God to his leaders, amen, to help us, amen, to perfect us, amen. The Bible tells us to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, amen. We have to be perfected each and every day, because we have challenges on every hand, amen. And yesterday we heard a marvelous message by Dr. Winston Singleton. Amen, amen. And it was glory to God. Glory to God. It was beautiful. Holiness is still right. And today we're going to hear from one of our prophets, amen, Prophet Michael Davis, where he expounded upon, "O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord." How many know that the shepherds need to hear the word too? If they don't hear the word, they can't feed us. If they don't hear the word, they can't instruct us. If they don't hear the word, then they'll never be able to impart to us what God has given to his people. Glory to God. So we're going to get right on into the word on today. God bless you, Mother Charity. I see Mother Charity. God bless you. Minister Leslie is on the line, and we're going to try to see if this message will come forth loud and clear, where you'll be able to hear what the Spirit is still yet speaking to the church. But I just wanted to read into your hearing Ezekiel chapter 34, and we're just going to read up until verse 10. And it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick. neither have ye bound up that which was broken. He's speaking to the shepherds. Neither have ye brought again that which was driven away. Neither have ye sought that which was lost. Excuse me, but with force and with cruelty, and I'm reading from the King James Version, have ye ruled them out, and they are scattered, because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Ah, glory to God. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. Oh, God. God is yet speaking today, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Amen. And we're going to go right on into this message, this timely message. And I believe the Lord is still yet speaking. So we're going to hear from Prophet Michael Davis. Ah, God bless you all. Hey.
We bless the Lord. We bless God. My God, I feel like I've gone higher since I've been in my sabbatical. I've been in hiding with the Lord, and He's taught me some things and showed me some things, and the Lord had me to call Evangelist Bernard, Saints of God, this morning, and I didn't know why, really, but I just felt led to call her, and it was a prophetic, divine contact, connection, that this was the timing of the Lord that I come forth with whatever the Lord would have to say, and she said some things that I've experienced with leadership. And I know that it's something on the heart of God's servant, Evangelist Bernard, and it's on the heart of God. That's the most important thing. And we're going to touch on that, and we're going to move forward, because God is really speaking to the church to prepare them for His coming. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank You for what You have already done. You have decreed and declared this thing before the world began. We simply humble ourselves to come into agreement with You in the name of Jesus that Your will be done. We can't do anything outside of Your will. We can only do things concerning Your will, because that's the only thing that's going to be effective. So therefore, we bind doubt, we bind fear, we bind unbelief, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus. We cast him out and command him to go. He has no part or lot in this world. Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we come to set the captive free. Because of the anointing, every yoke shall be destroyed, and every burden will be removed, for the glory of God, in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask for the anointing. That powerful anointing that will demonstrate Your miracles, that will demonstrate Your power, that will rest upon Your word to set the captive free, to bring understanding, to bring revelation, to bring knowledge, and to bring truth for Your people. For this cause You came into the world, that You might destroy the works of the devil, that Your people might be free to worship and to serve and to obey You. So now we come to You thanking You for everything that You've already done, thanking You for going before us and making the crooked places straight and the dark lights, thanking You for Your provision, thanking You for the provision of the Holy Spirit, which is most important. Thank You for the provision of life and for walking by faith and not by sight. Let my heart be tuned into your heart, and let me only speak those things that you speak. Let me only do those things that are pleasing in thy sight, Father. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and let your people receive from your mouth and from your spirit and not mine.
Oh.
Without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I can do nothing. So thank you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. My God, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am but clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm yet waiting, yielded and still. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your glory. For your honor, we give you praise and we magnify your name. For your honor, for your glory, we give you praise and we glorify your name. Be glorified, be thou glorified, O Lord, be thou glorified, O Lord, be thou glorified. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. You are so gracious and kind. We thank you for this hour, that you will demonstrate your will. For now we are out of the flesh and into the spirit, where we belong, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And amen. Now it's okay. Everything's okay now because the Holy Spirit is here. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 23. I want to hit verse 1 and verse 4. There are a few scriptures I want to hit, actually. I'll try to get to all of them, but if I don't, forgive me. But I trust that Jesus will touch everything that we need at this very hour in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah 23 and 1 reads on this wise, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. He's talking about the church, saith the Lord. Verse 2, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Now, that's a very key statement because he's talking about how the leader or the pastor feeds them by the word of God. He's not talking about natural feeding. It's inclusive in taking care of the people naturally, but ultimately God is concerned about what comes out of the pulpit. Mm-hmm. What comes out of the heart of the pastor from the pulpit to the people, because that's really going to determine their level of growth in the spirit. And God calls all of us to grow. That's why he's so concerned about what the pastors are teaching, and not only what they're teaching, but how they're living behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You can't teach one thing in the pulpit and then live a different life behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot have a heart after money and then claim to have a heart after God too. Uh-huh. You must serve one master. One will be Lord. You will flee from him. Mm-hmm. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. So God is bringing a warning to the pastors, basically to check them, to put them in check regarding how they're feeding a flock. How and what spiritual things they're giving God's people concerning the word of truth. There's a lot of error that's being taught over the pulpit, and it's causing people to live in the flesh. And as you live in the flesh, you cannot conquer sin. That's all it is to it. You cannot conquer sin by living in the flesh. And if error is being taught in the pulpit and out of the pulpit, then it's causing the people to stumble and causing the people to stand by strength on the word of God. Amen. That's why he's so concerned with what comes out of the pulpit, how the pastors are feeding God's people. Okay? Verse 2, part B. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. When you are teaching error and are not flowing in the spirit of truth, it's going to cause people to do church hopping or church searching. They'll begin to run to this church, to that church, and they're really looking for God's word, because that's the only thing that's going to strengthen a sheep, is clean grass. Clean grass, okay? Sheep don't eat grass that's dirty or that's full of bugs. They flee from that, okay? People are looking for the pure, unadulterated word of truth. They're not looking for any mixture. They're not looking for a word that's polluted with false doctrine. They're looking for the truth, because only the truth will make you free. The word of God says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So that's why people church hop, because they're looking for something that they're not getting at their home church. If the pastor is under the anointing, if he's living in the Holy Spirit, if he's walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, those people are going to cleave to that ministry because it's good food coming out of that ministry, good spiritual food. They're going to be fed properly. They're going to be nourished. They're going to be strong, and they're not going to be weak Christians always falling in the flesh. And that's what God is concerned with. God is concerned with the pastors keeping the people out of the flesh so that they can live, because you cannot live in the kingdom of God in the flesh. You can only live kingdom of God in the spirit. That's why the teaching has to be spirit-led by the Holy Ghost, and it cannot be led by flesh or by false doctrine. It'll cause the people to scatter, and that's what he's talking about here. He said, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them when there's a need in their life. The leader has not come to visit the people to make sure everything is okay. He's living in his home on the hill, but the people are suffering and struggling and can't pay their PG&E bill, and God is not pleased with that. He says, behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. God is calling that evil when a pastor is not taking care of the flock. That's why it's a large and a huge responsibility to desire to be a pastor. It's not just a title. You're responsible for the flock. You're responsible for the people. God is going to charge you if you don't feed them, and if you don't visit them, and if you don't take care of his flock. Glory to God. We're going to move to verse 4. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed or confused, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord of hosts. Now you see the difference there. One pastor is feeding them with erroneous doctrine, with false doctrine, with error teaching, and it's causing the sheep and the flock to lack. Their needs are not met. They're not blessed. They're not prosperous. The anointing is not flowing. People are not getting healed. There are no miracles happening in the church. And so why is that happening? Because the pastor, he's not in the spirit. He's not operating in the spiritual realm. He's operating in the flesh. He's teaching, but he's not living in the spirit, and he's not feeding the people according to the truth. So therefore, the people are not blessed. And they're wondering, well, what's wrong with us? What am I doing wrong? Why come we not blessed and that church over there is? What's the problem? God said it's the pastor. Because look at verse 4. He says, and I will set up shepherds over them, over my people, which shall feed them. Now, that's the key word. Feeding them the truth. Feeding people the truth will cause them to prosper and be blessed. Anytime you're feeding people error, it does not prosper them. If it does, it's not by God. It's deception. If you're feeding the people the truth of the Word of God, God guarantees you that prosperity will come into your land or into your home or into your life because you're being fed properly. Look at what the Word of God says. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more. That spirit of fear will depart from you. It will leave you. Nor be dismayed. That means confused. God, is that you talking? God, is that you? I'm not sure if that's God or the devil talking to me. That confusion will be gone when you're under the right pasture. Neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. The lack goes out of your life, too, when you're under the right pasture that's feeding you the right way. Wow, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Some people are struggling, and it's because they're under the wrong leader. Don't accuse me. Don't get mad at Brother Michael. Don't say Brother Michael is hating on pastors. Don't say that I'm pastor bashing. I'm just reading what the Word of God says.
That's it.
The Word of God is telling you one type of pastor is going to be trouble. You're going to have difficulty. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to have any difficulty in life. I'm not saying that. But what the Word of God's saying is that you won't have that spirit of fear on you no more. There won't be no confusion about if God is talking to you or not. And then your blessings are going to be released. Your blessings are going to get to you. There will be no more lack in your life. The struggle will be over when you're under the right leader. It has everything to do with that. Now, you might think, oh, this is a good church and everything, but you got to double check with God. God, is this the right leader for me? Is this the right pastor for me? Now, it could be cool for your girlfriend or your cousin or your auntie went there back in night. She grew up there. You know, I'm not saying anything about that. It might have been good for them, but is it good for you? Because if you're not getting fed properly, if they're telling you stuff like, well, Jesus paid for all your sins, which he did, but if you sin, God is not concerned about your sin. If they're teaching that kind of stuff, the grace card message that's out everywhere, if they're teaching that, it's error. Because God is concerned about your sin, because sin will lead you to hell. God is, and there's a lot of people teaching that stuff now. The grace of God covers you in your sin. And that's not true. Oh, well, the grace of God is there for you, and all you got to do is just apply the grace. Apply the grace of God. And that's not true either. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's no grace to cover sin. Grace is to turn you away from sin. Oh, my God. Let me say that one more time. Joseph Prince, are you listening? Creflo Dollar, are you listening? The grace of God is not to cover you from in sin or when you sin. The grace of God is to turn you away from sin. See, that's erroneous teaching. That means that if you think that the grace is to cover you from sin, then you won't have a true repentant heart. You won't really turn away from sin. That means with that kind of doctrine, with that kind of teaching, that means you'll stay in the flesh. There's no conviction for you to get out of the flesh and into the spirit and remain in the spirit so that God can really bless you, because that's where the blessings are, is you walking in the spirit and not in the flesh, because the flesh is an enemy of God's. The flesh is cursed. Okay? So that's the, see how subtle the devil is to keep you in bondage, to tell you that, oh, just grace. All you need is grace and you okay. Well, that's not true. And we're going to find that out. Let's go over to Ezekiel. Let's go over to the other prophet. My friend Ezekiel, chapter 34. Whoo! Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's teach this thing real good. Speak to the Lord. Ezekiel 34. Now, let me just recap just for a brief moment. We see that it's important to ask God, is this the right pastor for me? I'm not pastor bashing. The only thing I'm trying to do is make sure you're under the right pastor so that the fear will be gone out of your life. The confusion will be gone out of your life. Now, that's the Word of God. That's not me. That's the Word of God teaching you that these are the things that happens when you're under the correct shepherd. Amen? Mm-hmm. The fear will be gone. Glory to God. the confusion, whether or not you're hearing from God, will be gone. And I know some of you are going through that. God, is that you? I'm not sure if that's you. When you're under the right leader, the voice of the Lord will be clear, because he can hear clearly. You got some pastors that don't know God's talking to them or not. It's true. You got some of them that get their messages off the internet. They get it from their other friends who are pastors. They're getting series from pastors and TV and all that stuff. They're getting that stuff from TV. They not stand before God. So you need to make sure that you're under the right pastor, so that the fear will be gone, so that the confusion, whether or not you're hearing from God, is gone, and that the lack is gone out of your life. Now that's a big issue. If you're under the wrong pastor, there'll be lack in your life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 34. We're going to go through verse 1, well, wherever the Lord takes us. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, this is Ezekiel, son of man, coming from the Lord, saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be do feed themselves, should not the shepherd feed the flock? Mm-hmm. He running around with a Mercedes, living in the hills, 5,000 square foot house, and your PG&E is off. That's not what God is looking for. God is looking for that shepherd to do whatever it takes to get you back on your feet, because God has blessed him that he might be a blessing to you. And that's what the church is for. That's why God sent you there, because he knew that you was going to have a problem, but God had enough blessings in the storehouse. He got enough meat in the storehouse. That's what Malachi 3:10 is for. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Uh-huh. Meat in my house. That means provision. That means supply. Whenever you have a need, you should be able to go to your leader, your pastor, and say, look, this is what's going on in my life. I need you to cover me for 2 months. It should be no problem. It should be no problem. Cover your bills, rent covered, cable covered for 2 months. It should be no problem, because God has the provision in that house. That's what he's saying. Well, wait a minute. You're saying you can't cover me for 2 months? Well, can you cover me for 1 month? Well, sister, we can cover you for 2 weeks. Well, you sitting up in here in a $3 million home, you got 3 Mercedes in the garage. Sell a Mercedes and cover me. But that's not what's going to happen. See, that's what the Lord is saying. They got theirs, but then they go tell you, well, you got to get yours. Oh, my God, from heaven. Wait a minute. They got theirs from the Lord. Well, we need $100 from every member. We need $100 from every member. So they're asking you, and then you give it, and then you turn around and have a need, but then when you ask for it, it's a crime and a sin for you to ask when you got a need. Oh, my God, you don't hear me. Wait a minute. When they have a need, they say, well, people, we have a need. Go ahead and give $100 to everybody. And y'all do it. And that's good. And thank God for it. But then when you turn around and you have your need, well, Pastor, I have a need right now. I need you to cover me for just 2 months, and I'll be back on my feet. I'll be okay. Well, I'm sorry. We can't do that. Well, wait a minute. When you asked me for it, I didn't tell you no. But now I'm asking you for it, and you're telling me, sorry, I can't help you. There's nothing I can do for you. And that's not true. If you're a real pastor, you will sell your car. You will get you a Toyota and turn in that Mercedes and get $100,000 for it and get you a $30,000 car and trust God to bless you with another one. If you really, after the heart of God, you see what I'm saying? You see the difference now. Big difference. And why does it always come down to money? Mm-hmm. We can't do that for you. We can't assist you right now. We're trying to build a bigger building. We need $20 million. You're only asking for $2,000. My God, from heaven. They feed, they sell. They make sure they got everything covered in their house. Mortgage paid, PG&E paid. 25 TVs in every room. Oh, I ain't gonna mess with that. But then the people down there starving, barely making it, on food stamps. Need help. Don't have no car. Gotta catch the bus. Oh, Lord. My God from heaven. That's what the Bible is talking about. Now, that's not me. This is what the Word of God is talking about. He said they feed themselves, but they're not feeding flock. And it's also concerning the Word of God. They study it. They know the Word of God. They know the secrets of the Word of God. They know how to bind and loose. They know how to reap and sow. They know the law of reciprocity. They know about sin and abstaining from sin, but they're not teaching you everything that they know. So, therefore, you can't prosper properly because you're not being fed properly. So it all goes back to feeding, and what is the message that they should be teaching? To make sure that the basic foundation things are met concerning the Word of God. I'll tell you where it's at. It's in the book of Romans. Well, first let's go to Matthew 16. This should be the foundational message in every church to make sure the people understand what's required of them. If you don't know what's required of you, how are you going to carry it out? If you go to a job and they never tell you this is what we require of you, how are you going to function? You can't. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Very simple. Here it is. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Denying yourself means you got to die to the flesh. That's your number one enemy. You got to die to the flesh. That's the teaching of the church. Okay? If any man come after Jesus, the first thing he got to do is deny himself. That means you got to die to the flesh because you can't function in the flesh, not with God. You've got to die to the flesh. And in order to die to the flesh, you have to deny yourself. That's the only way you operate in the kingdom of God. It's the only way. It's nothing else. Don't try to pull no grace cards if you have not denied yourself, if you're not dying to your flesh daily, if you're not dying to your flesh. I'm sorry. You're not going to operate in the spirit. You operate in the flesh thinking you're in the spirit. The only way to have power over sin and the devil, and this is fundamental teaching in the church for you to survive in the kingdom of God and to be able to defeat the devil. You have to be able to die to your own will. If you die to your will, then Christ himself will live through you. And then Christ will defeat every enemy in your life. That's how it works. When you make the decision, I'm going to die to self, I'm going to deny myself, Christ then can take the throne of your heart, the throne of your life. He can become Lord, Savior, God, Master, and King, and then the new man who is in Christ comes forth, and then he defeats the works of the devil and all your enemies. But without that, you can't defeat no enemy because you're an enemy. Because if you're in the flesh, the Bible says enemy of God, if you're in the flesh, and no flesh will inherit the kingdom of God. So now the teaching has to simply be basic foundational stuff in order for you to function in God's kingdom. You have to first deny yourself. Without that, you're losing. You get up to the plate, you're going to strike out every time. As a matter of fact, you won't even get to the plate because no flesh will glory in his sight or in his presence. You can't come before him. Got to make the decision that I'm going to die to myself. I'm going to die to my will. I'm going to die to the works of the flesh. Then you'll live. And if you live, then you have power with Jesus. Jesus don't anoint people that are in the flesh. He doesn't share his glory with another. He doesn't give the anointing to the flesh. He only gives the anointing to people who are dead to the flesh and are alive in the spirit. Let's go to Romans 6 and prove it. Whew, my God from heaven. See, this is the basic foundational teaching in the church. That's why there's so many problems in the church, because they're not teaching the people that they got to die. And then chapter 6, Romans chapter 6, starting at verse 1, this is what it says. What shall we say then? shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? As with that grace thing, shall we continue in sin? What is that? That's the flesh. Sin works through the flesh. Sin cannot operate through the Spirit, not the Spirit of God. Sin only works through the flesh. The only way sin can come in is that the devil gets you in the flesh. Because he can't deal with you in the Spirit, because it's not you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. He can't defeat Christ, so his job is to get you in the flesh. This is the basic foundational teaching in the church. This should be the teaching, the foundational teaching in every church, so the people should know how to live. If they don't know how to live, they're going to be defeated by the devil because they're going to be in sin. So God is telling you, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So then they start teaching the grace card and saying, well, grace covers you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Grace does not cover you for sin. Watch this. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace shall abound? Verse 2, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? If you have died to your flesh, if you have died to the old man, ain't no way you're going to operate in sin. That's it. If you have made the choice to die to sin, you're not operating in the flesh, and you're not operating in sin. Because sin works through the flesh. So this should be the foundational teaching for every church so that the people can be what? The fear can be gone, confusion gone, and no more lack in your life. But there's only one way, and that's you've got to die to yourself. Jesus said, if any man come after me, he must first, not second, first deny himself. You've got to deny the flesh, because if you do, then you'll be living in the blessings of God, in the Spirit of God, in the prosperity of God. But if you do not deny that flesh, you're going to die. That's a guarantee. That's guaranteed. If you're in the flesh, you're going to die. And I'm not just talking natural. I'm talking also spiritual death. Though no flesh will inherit the kingdom of God. Let's continue. Let's see what the Word of God says. Verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? If you've been baptized, and I'm not talking about water. I'm not talking water here. Water baptism is good. People that have been baptized in the water and they're not saved. Okay? I'm not judging anybody. I'm just telling you, he's talking about the spiritual baptism. He's talking about the same baptism that John talked about. John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He said, but there's one who comes along whose shoes I'm not worthy to tie. That's Matthew chapter 3. He will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. Once you're baptized into Jesus by the Holy Ghost, then you should be pursuing the death of the flesh so that you can live in the Spirit. See? That's called the old man dying and the new man who is in Christ living. Both of them cannot live at the same time. You're going to yield to either one or the other. You have to choose which one you're going to yield to. Let's keep reading. Let's find out. Verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. The whole issue about coming to serve the Lord, he's telling you, you got to die. You cannot be the same person you used to be. You got to die to that person. The desires of that person, the will of that person, the what motivates that person, the emotions of that old person, all of that stuff got to die. If you used to act crazy and talk crazy, you got to die to all of that. That's got to go. You cannot live in the Spirit of God with that foolishness in your life. You can't, because then you're not a servant of God. There's only one way to operate in God's kingdom. You've got to be dead to flesh. You've got to die. That's all he's talking about here in the book of Romans when he's giving you the message of how this thing really works. It's all about one thing. If you're going to come after Christ, The first thing Jesus said you have to do to come to me, you got to deny yourself. That means you got to die to yourself. Your old ways, your old behavior, your old attitude, your old pattern of living, your old lifestyle, your old way of thinking, all of that got to go. It cannot function in the kingdom of God. And the devil knows it. So he want to keep you as the old man so he can defeat you. But when you take off that old man, hallelujah, and you put on Christ, and you start walking in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, then the devil knows he can't touch you because you got power in the name of Jesus. And he can't touch you because all heaven is backing up. That's why it's a lie when they teach about that grace stuff. Well, you know, God don't care about your sin. Just come to him. Well, that's not true. God do care about your sin. That's why 1 John 1:9 is there. If you confess your sin, if you confess it, then he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Every time you sin, yes, you got to go back to God. You're but from doing it again. That's what it's for. God, I messed up again. Get on your knees. Repent. Pretty soon those knees are going to get wore out, and you're going to stop that foolishness, and you're going to die to that sin. Amen. Then you'll have power in God. And then you'll say no to the devil every time he knocks on your door. Glory to God. That's how you live in the spirit. You got to die to the old man. He can no longer live. Stop feeding him the old things that you used to do. The old folks say, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. I looked at my hands, and my hands looked new. I looked at my feet, and they did too. Some of them old folk know something. Verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. What he's saying is that if you choose to die, he's going to resurrect you and you're going to become that new man in Christ, a new person in Christ Jesus. If you make the decision to die, just like he did, he made the decision to go ahead and go to the cross and die, and he was resurrected. And when he was resurrected, he said, now all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. The same thing will happen to you. There will be a resurrection in your spirit man, and you will be able to say the things that I used to do, I don't do them no more. That's the resurrection in this life. But there's a true resurrection that comes for eternal life, to live with Jesus Christ all eternity. But the resurrection he's talking about is that you will be resurrected as a new person. Die to yourself. Then you'll have resurrection life operating in you. But no death, no resurrection power. You got to die first in order to live. Glory to God. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, I told you, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You can have power over sin. Don't let no devil tell you that, no, you got to give in sometime. That's a lie from the devil. Well, you know, we're going to sin sometime. Okay, that's if you want to. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells me you got power over sin.
Okay.
That's the devil teaching that mess to get you to fall because they done fail. The Bible don't teach that. It's not in the Bible where you won't fall sometime. The Bible teaches not to fall. In the event something happens in your life where, I don't know, somebody come up and just slap you in the face and catch you off guard and you hit them back. Okay, you're not supposed to do that. That's a sin. You can go to God and say, Father, they caught me off guard. I shouldn't have did it. I shouldn't have hit them back, Lord. Forgive me. I repent in Jesus' name. I won't do it again. There it is. That's what grace is for right there. Grace is not for you to continue in sin. You have power over all the power of the enemy. That's the true teaching of the Bible. God said, I have given you power over all, not some, all the power of the enemy. just in case you want to look at it, it's Luke 10 and 19. Well, where is that in the Bible? Luke 10 and 19. Read your Bible. It says, and I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Okay, let's keep reading. I got a few more minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, watch this, verse 6. For he that is dead is free from sin. Wait, what? What? What did you say? He that is dead is free from sin. If you decide to follow Jesus, he said it out of his own mouth. If any man be my disciple or choose to follow me, the first thing he got to do is deny himself. That means the first choice you got to make is to die to yourself. That you're going to die to sin. That's the first choice. Not the second, not the third, not or you're going to keep stumbling and falling. Not that kind of teaching. That's false doctrine. That's keeping the people in the flesh. Jesus is telling you plainly, all you got to do is make a decision. That if you follow me, the first thing you must do is deny yourself. That means die to the flesh. Because if you die to the flesh, if you die to sin, then and only then are you free. I don't care what they teach. That's what's in the Word of God. The only way you're going to be free is if you die to sin. Nothing else. That's why he said you got to get under the right pastor. See? To teach you the truth. Huh? That you fed properly. So you will know the voice of God. All this other stuff ain't the voice of God. Telling you you can, no, God don't care about your sin. The devil is a lie.
Ah, Jesus.
Tito Rosa. That's what he came and died for, was sin. That's the number one thing. That was the problem. The problem is sin. That's what's going to take some folks to hell. It's sin. Well, God understand. God know me. Yeah, he do. That's why he told you to die to yourself.
My God.
He know exactly who you are. He wrote the Bible and told you, die to yourself. Because there's no good thing that dwelleth in your flesh. Nothing good in that flesh. Nothing. Nothing. You got to die. You got to die. You got to die. Or else you're going to live a lie. Hello, somebody.
My God.
Now, verse 8. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. He's telling you right there. The only way you're going to live with Jesus, you got to die first. It's the only way you're going to live. You got to die first. First. This should be the teaching in the body of Christ so people can stop believing the false doctrine. The truth of the matter is, in order to be with Jesus, to walk with him, to live with him, to be anointed, to be called in the ministry, to be a prophetess, to be a pastor, to be a teacher, to be an evangelist, I know everybody wants the title, but are you dead? If you ain't dead, you ain't even saved.
Like,
well, I'm saved. How you know? I gave my life to Jesus. Prove it! The proof is that you're dead. That's the only proof I see in the Bible. The only proof I see is that if we die with him, then shall we live. God ain't anointing no flesh. That flesh going to be destroyed. The Bible said that flesh is an enemy of God's. That's why he says, straight is the path that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Folks don't want to die. They want to do everything else. Well, you know, God, okay, I'll get to it. I'll get to it later. Right now, I'm reading my Bible. I'm serving Jesus. Oh, yeah? How are you serving him? Well, I go to church every day. I read my Bible. Oh, and I pray 2-3 hours a day. Oh, I know I'm saved. Okay, let me ask you one question. Are you dead to your flesh? Well, I'm working on that. Okay, yeah, right. See, everything else they doing, but then when it comes to asking them the number one question that Jesus said, Jesus said, if you're going to be my disciple, the first thing you got to do, you got to die to yourself.
Oh.
Not third, not fourth, not fifth, not I'm working on it. First, you got to die. Then you will know him. You will know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Then you'll be made conformable unto his death. Then you'll become a witness, because then the power of God will rest upon you mightily. But you can't be a witness until the power come, and God ain't given no power to no flesh. So all of these folks that's getting up here and say they're anointed, if they're not dead, they're lying. The truth ain't them. And I can prove it in the word of God. He said the first thing for any disciple, they got to die. Now, what are they teaching in the church? Then that's how you know. Is it real doctrine or is it faith? The first thing that need to be taught by the pastors is that you have to die to yourself.
My, my, my.
Now, let's check this out. Verse 11. I'm going to come over to verse 11. Whew. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 13. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. He's saying the only way you can yield to God is that you have to first die, then come alive in Christ. That's the only way you can yield to God. Other than that, it's impossible. You're talking about, well, I'm struggling with my obedience. You ain't dead. You're not dead. That's why you're struggling.
Mm.
You can't yield to the Holy Ghost and you in the flesh. He kovosata. He kataromosekendidi. There is no way you can obey the Holy Ghost and you in the flesh.
Mm.
It's not going to happen. He's saying first you got to die, then you become alive to Christ. Then you can yield to righteousness. That's why so many people can't get stay out of sin. That's why. They're not even dead. So they can't obey God. You're talking about, well, y'all need to obey God. How are they going to obey God and they're not dead? To the flesh. You're teaching an erroneous doctrine. You're not teaching the people to die. That's the number one thing Jesus said they got to do. He said first, they got to deny themselves. How they going to obey the Holy Ghost when they're in the flesh? It's impossible. God from glory. It's impossible. They're teaching an erroneous doctrine. False doctrine. Obey the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost. That's the word of the Lord today. No, it ain't. The word of the Lord is die to your flesh. Then automatically you're going to obey him. God for God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 14. I'm going to 16, then I'm done. This is power. I'm telling you. I'm getting blessed by this in Jesus' name. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion or authority over you. I'm going to say that again. He's saying, now let me put it in the proper context, just in case we got a scholar listening. What Jesus is saying through Paul the Apostle, he's making it clear to the church at Rome that he's giving an instruction on how we should conduct ourselves spiritually, how we come before God, and that the teaching of grace is not based upon pardoning sin. This is not a pardon for sin. What grace is there for is for in the event that you fall or come short of the glory of God, in the event, but your focus is not on falling. Your focus is on dying. That's what he's teaching. Most people are teaching that the focus is on falling and that grace is there for when you fall, but the focus truly should be on dying, because when you die, then you have authority over sin. That's the true teaching. The other stuff is counterfeit. It's keeping you in the flesh. It's keeping you in the flesh. And no flesh will glory in the presence of God. So God is calling you to die. Like I read in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. He said the first thing you've got to do is die to yourself, not live by grace. Once you die, then you live in the spirit, not before that. So all that other stuff is learned behavior or maybe imitating someone else. But the true disciples are those who make the commitment to first die to the flesh. Then they walk in the spirit. Then the power of God rests upon them. Then they have the authority of Christ or the dominion over sin. That's why they can rebuke the devil when he comes and says, not in this house. As far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the bottom line that I'm telling you is that the word of God teaches you one thing. You got to die first. First, not second, not third. You must die to the flesh. Okay, let's keep reading. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Verse 15 and 16, and I'll close with this. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, under grace? Once again, he corrects you and says, God forbid, which means no. Verse 16, the key verse. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Earlier, we understand that you cannot yield to the Holy Ghost, which means you cannot obey the Holy Ghost if you are not dead to your old man, to yourself, to your flesh. Cannot obey the Holy Ghost. He's saying in verse 16, but the choice is still yours. Whoever you choose to obey, that's whose servant you become. Whether you choose to obey sin, then you become a servant of sin. This is why people don't believe you can lose your salvation, but here I'm going to prove that you can. Watch this. If you choose to serve sin, and you get caught dead in your sin while you chose to serve sin, you die as a sinner, you go to hell. Because he just told you, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, no. You make a choice to sin, and you die in that sin. You die as a sinner. Well, what about all the years I served the Lord? Read verse 16 again. Know ye not? In other words, don't you know that to whom you choose to serve, who you become a servant of? Sin? Death?
No.
Or of obedience unto righteousness?
Correct.
So there go them devils that are talking about once saved, always saved. It's a lie! From the pit of hell! You got to choose every moment whom you're going to serve. If you choose to become a servant of sin, then you get caught in your sin dead. You will be judged as a sinner. And all your righteousness that you did before that is erased because you chose in the hour to become a servant of your sin. And your sin caused you to be judged as an ungodly person. And therefore, according to the word of God, you lift up your eyes in hell. Oh, glory. That's what they're teaching in the church. That's what the problem is right there. That's what God is saying. The pastors ain't teaching the right thing. They're not feeding my people the truth. They're not feeding them the truth. See, you start telling people, once saved, always saved. Then they start thinking, well, shoot, I can see it and fix this tomorrow.
Glory.
No, you can't fix it tomorrow. The devil is a lie. That's a lying spirit that's trying to convince you to sin. Because the devil knows if you get caught sinning, he can kill you because you're out of the protection of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to meditate on that just for about 10 seconds. Just a moment of silence. I want you to think about that. A moment of silence. Think about that. We all going to just have a moment of silence. Think about that. In Jesus' name, I'll be right back. Just think about that. A moment of silence.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Oh, you're the Lord of all of us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord of fire. Bless your name, God. Ah, you know, the Lord of fire. Your word is Jesus. Ah, you know, the Lord of fire. We bless you, God. God, this word, God. Hallelujah.
I hope that was enough time. See, because you got to consider your ways. And the only thing I'm saying to you right now is this. I want you to make the decision while you had a chance to think about it. Am I willing to follow Jesus the way he said, not the way my pastor said, not the way some preacher said, but the way Jesus said? The first thing he said, if you won't follow me, if you won't come after me, that's, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. Thank you. Can I be honest with you? I wish, I pray that the people, I wish that this was taught to me when I first got saved. I would that the leader I was under would have just came straight out and just told the truth. You got to die to self. That's the number one issue in your life. If you're having any trouble, just die to yourself. Then you'll see Christ. Stop looking at you. Stop looking at your trouble. Stop looking at your problem. Stop looking at your circumstance. Stop looking at your situation. The only problem you got is one, and that's dying to yourself, because that's the only thing in the way. You make the decision to die to yourself. Then your eyes will be open. You will see Christ. And you will be in him. In him. In him. So I want you to make a decision today, not tomorrow, today, right now, to choose to be willing to follow Jesus like he said, which means one thing. You got to be willing to die to yourself, deny yourself. That's all I want you to do. Make the decision now. And if you're not willing to make the decision now, you're not ready. And if anybody said they already dead, well, show me in the scriptures. You've got to make the decision to die daily. But the first decision is that you are willing to die to follow him, because that's the only way you're going to live. That's the only way you're going to have power. That's the only way you're going to have authority over sin. And I don't care who they are on this earth. They all have a problem with sin knocking at the door. But the way to defeat sin is you got to die. That's the only way. There is no other way. There's only one way. And they should be teaching this in the church. There's only one way to defeat sin. You got to die to yourself. That's it. There's no other way. You can't cast sin out. You got to die. You cannot cast out sin. God. You've got to die to it. That's the word of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord. To bring you to one place, the place of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He made a decision. The flesh didn't want to go. He said, is there any other way that we can accomplish this, your will, except I bear this go to the cross. And then he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. He died to the flesh in the prayer. Died to the flesh in the prayer. He made a decision. I'm going to go after my Father's will, no matter how painful it is, no matter what it costs me. I'm going after my Father's will, because I know if I go after his will, he got me.
Hallelujah.
The fear is that you don't want to let go of the flesh. That's the fear. Oh, glory to God. So when she opens up the lines, I'm going to say a prayer now. I don't know who's going to fall off, but I'm going to say a prayer now that we all make the decision to do one thing that's crucial. Back to the flesh. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I trust and believe and ask that I have done what you wanted me to do, that I have brought the message that you wanted me to bring, that I have delivered it the way that you wanted me to deliver it, for the sake of my people, for thy name's sake, and for your glory over all. Father, I pray with these God people on the line and those who are listening, anyhow they're listening, that those who are listening, in Jesus' name, that they were a person that chooses to follow you to do, and that's to deny himself or die to their flesh or die to their own will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would touch the heart of each person and that they would understand and conform the necessity, the command, the demand that this must be done, not optional. It's the first priority. To deny yourself, to give up your will, and to live for him for all eternity. So, Father, I pray that their heart is convicted by the Holy Spirit and that they choose willingly to die themselves and to die to the flesh, that they would live in you and see a new dimension of your power and your glory and the authority over all sin. Once they choose to be willing to die, that they would have power over sin.
Woo!
In the name of Jesus.
Wow. Well, whew, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a word, what a word. Hallelujah, still in season. Hallelujah. Oh, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Amen, amen. So, I mean, he has given us the meat, glory to God, to live by. This thing really stirred in my spirit all over again. This message was about a year ago, November last year. Hallelujah, from Prophet Michael Davis. Amen. Oh, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Not only did God speak to the shepherds, but he's speaking to each one of his sheep. Amen, amen. And he is encouraging us to get in the place, amen, where we can be willing to deny this flesh. Amen, amen. I'm going to open up the lines. We have about 7 or 8 callers on the line. Glory to God, I'm going to Mother Charity. Mother may have heard this message already, but still I'm going to go to her and open up her lines for any remarks that she may have. God bless you, Mother.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Yes,
praise him.
I remember, praise the Lord, that message. Praise God. Yes, it was a dynamic message. Yeah, right. We got to really put this flesh away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Yeah, he preached it. He brought it on. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. So y'all pray for us. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Glory to God. God is moving.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes. He's still speaking to his people. Glory
yes.
to God. Amen, amen. I see Prophet Sphinx on the line. Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Could you hear me? Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord. I wanted to make sure my thing, my earpiece wasn't on mute again, but I thank and praise God for that message. Oh, my God, what a timely message. Even though it was taped a year ago, that message is on time today. And
that's,
I tell
right.
you, I thank and praise God because it was confirmation, because I was just looking into, you know, in the book of Acts. The book of Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47, and they're talking about sharing among believers. I preached a message similar to that one time, and I stand on that word even right now. We have to die to flesh, especially it hurts and grieves our spirit when we see leadership that is growing rich.
Yes.
At the step to keeping believers and members poor. Because in the book of Acts, it said everybody sold everything they had. And laid it at the feet of the apostles and distributed to every man according to his need. We got a lot of people today that are going through in the church like the prophet was speaking on. Their bills are due. Their lights are out. But the pastor flying in jets, the apostle flying in jets, the prophet flying around in jets. You know, the leader is living on taking the high road. And when it comes to taking up, you know, real leadership and not just real leadership when you, because, see, leadership is really, really effective, you know, by the anointing of God and its members. And its members, praise be to God, because you can have leadership that's going in the right direction, but if the members don't catch the vision of the leader, you know, you have a lot of people in the church. You got some churches that have what they call, they have those board of trustees, you know. And I tell you, I thank and praise God because when you got real leaders and real church and real members, they don't waste time. With God's speed, they come together to meet the need of that soul.
Yeah,
they'll have
right.
a special offering. They'll take up a special offering to see another brother and sister's home is established. You know, but
true
you got a lot of people like the preacher said, when it becomes a need for the member, it's not important. But when it's a need for the pastor, everybody pulling together. And you know, that's error. Praise be to God, because a strong church is not strong because of the leader itself. It's strong because of the activity of that church and its members. Praise be to God. Because it's hard to get real members if you ain't got real leaders. Come on, somebody. And I thank God for his message to the church today that you must die to yourself. You walking around talking about I'm going to heaven anyhow, that's a lie. Ain't nobody going to heaven anyhow. Because if that was the case, then Jesus wouldn't have had to come. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
So I tell you, I thank and praise God for that message today. That message really pricked my spirit and stirred me up. Even though it was taped a year ago, it's still on time today. And we need to get back to the old foundation because the truth is the only thing. You know, he said something in that word. He talked about the truth will set you free. I remember teaching in Sunday school one time. It's a difference between make and set. The Bible said the truth will make you free. When you make something, you create it. When you set something, you put it in position. When you set something, you put it in position. So when you make something, you create it. And the word says the truth will make us free. God creates us free when we're in his son, because he said any man of him is a new creature. So I thank God for that. Hallelujah. And that word makes us over. Hallelujah. Because we're decaying. We got to die to this flesh. We got to die to this flesh. We got to repent daily. Paul said, I die daily. Praise be to God, because you ain't really getting saved. You ain't really getting saved till you start dealing with them secret things that go on within your mental. You know, somebody might not have heard what you thought about them, and it don't mean you got over, because God is the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-wise God. And when you learn to bring your secrets to God, I'm telling you, I'll show you somebody really denying themselves and following Jesus. Come on, somebody. So I thank God. I'm stirred up. I got to let it go. But I tell you, I thank God for you, Pastor Adrian Bernard. God is using you. He's using you in a time like this. He built you up a long time ago with messages that we didn't even have no idea that message would come back on today. But God knew it was. It was good today. He takes it, and it was good today. Come on, somebody. God bless you, Pastor. Love you. God bless you, Mother Chariot, and Minister Leslie Priest, Pastor Smith, everybody. I thank God for everyone. God bless you. We love you.
Amen, amen. We've seen Pastor Beatrice on the line. We had a topic I think we went in for about 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know if Mother Charity remember that, and it was titled Dying to Live. Amen. We had Bishop Grant and a couple of more that expounded for about 3 weeks on that topic, Dying to Live. Amen. And that's so relevant today. If we don't kill this flesh, amen. The Bible said no flesh is going to see God. Dr. Singleton saw on that chest, but no flesh. Amen. And Prophet Davis even said it on today. We have to die to this flesh. God is interested in our spirit, man. Amen. And the spirit, this flesh can please God because it's enmity to God. Amen. God is against it, and it is against God. So we have to die to this flesh. That was a timely message. And I was looking through the archives and things. I said, now, Lord, what can we minister today? What can we minister today that would be timely and would be a word that would be still in season? And God took me to that message. Hear ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. You know, and it's so critical today to know who you are. It's very critical today. If you don't know who you are, you'll be just like the prophet said today. We'll be church hopping because there's no peace. There's no inner peace. Amen. And if you're trying to satisfy this flesh, baby, keep living. It will not happen. Amen. You got to be led of the Spirit, and that's the only thing that God is pleased with when we serve him in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, I bless you today. There's like this, I miss Minister Liberal Democrat. I had to confer with Minister Leslie trying to get some of these messages on MP3 because I'm in a position this week where I have to drop my mother off and pick her up. So I said, well, Lord, I'm not able to do all of these things during this 2-hour span, so I needed that. But Leslie showed me how to just let it play, and the message was clear today. Amen. So I praise God for that. Amen. I'm going to open up Leslie. I saw Pastor Beatrice on the line earlier, and also an anonymous caller. I couldn't see that number. And I'll get back to area code 240. God bless you, Minister Leslie. Ah, God, I bless you today. Glory. Hallelujah. She may not be able to say anything. Yes. Glory to God. But let me, bear with me, you all. Let me go to area code 240. I know that number. I just can't place it right now. But I'll go to area code 240, and the last four of your number is 3165. God bless you, caller. Area code 240. The last four of your number is 3165. You're on the air.
God bless you. This is Anita. I'm just calling from a different number. I was truly blessed by the replay of that message. I thank God for it because I know it's a lot of areas in my life that I know I'm asking God to help me to die to. So I thank God for the message because we do have to allow our flesh to get out of the way. So I just thank God for,
okay.
And I just thank God for you, woman of God. God bless y'all.
Okay. Amen. Who was this again? I couldn't hear you. Amen. Who was this again?
It's Anitra. I'm just calling from a different number.
Oh, Anitra, God bless you, sister.
Oh,
Anitra,
God bless you.
All right. Minister Leslie, is your line? Your line
yes,
is
I'm
open.
Here.
I don't know if.
Can you hear me?
Okay, God bless you. Yes, I can hear you now.
Sorry, I was on mute. I was getting my daughter situated. I give honor to God, first and foremost. I give honor to you, Pastor Bernard, for pouring into my life as you do each week, each and every week. And I really want to encourage the listeners, those who may listen online or those who are listening across the air, to really find what's being shared. The word can never grow old to me, because it sounded familiar as if I heard it before, but it still penetrates my heart the same today and even further. And I really want to encourage everyone to share this Blog Talk Radio. Don't just keep it to yourself. Be a blessing. Sow seeds of love into someone else's life. Just as, you know, Minister Tier shared this number to me one day, and it has literally changed my life. And just by her sharing shows me that she loves me. And that's the same thing we want to do for others. If it's a blessing to you, share it, sow those seeds. Let another's life be changed behind the message, because I'm receiving growth each day that I call, and able to receive this word, able to receive prayer, correction, encouragement, especially, you know, being in business and being young and in the will of God and really trying to change, you know, which takes action. But a lot of people will begin to say, oh, you act indifferent, or, oh, you think you're better or whatever. You know, oh, I think I want to be closer to Christ. And that's where it is, and that's where I stand on it. There's a beautiful website that Pastor Bernard has. I don't know if you guys ever took the time to look at it, but if you can, go ahead and log on to www.newdestinyministries.com. It's a beautiful site. You can get the recordings yourself. You can even sow a seed in the ministry and take your life a little further. You know, stretch your faith by giving. I can't wait until my commission's dropped. I already made up in my mind I'm going to be sowing in the ministry a little more often, because I'm fed daily, you know, and I feel like, you know, to me, why not give back to where I'm growing from? Why not give back to what's blessing me and changing my image and changing my life? I'm thankful to Pastor Bernard that she's allowed me to share my testimony on this line, you know, and this is where I stepped out of fear at. Not worried about, you know, what other people thought. She just called me and said, God wants you to share it. And it provoked me to open my mouth. And so now when I open my mouth, I'm giving God the glory. I'm giving those that I'm thankful for, you know, their blessings where they're due. And I just want to inspire everyone to get plugged in. Stay committed. Call Tuesday through Thursday. It's only a few days, but it can change your life and last a lifetime. Blessings, everyone.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Minister Leslie. You certainly have been a blessing in our lives. Also, you and your mom and the whole family there in Stockton. I tell you, I'm always thankful and I'm always mindful of you all. And I just praise God for the connection, the divine connections. And as I was on Poppy Spence Live, y'all forgive me, I'm driving to pick up my mom on Pastor Spence Line for the revival, and I heard Lady Carol and Linda Ward and Prophetess Darlene and all of them on. I was introduced to Prophetess Darlene by one of my prophetess friends out of California that relocated about 3 years ago to North Carolina, and she met Prophetess Darlene out and about and told Prophetess Darlene about this line, and she came on and just was a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And Lady Carol, I got introduced to Blog Talk Radio through who was her fiance at the time, Pastor Adams. So I tell you, I just marvel at what God has done. I tell you, when God puts something in your spirit and you go after and you know that's God, then guess what? God will make the provision. He'll do everything that is necessary for you to accomplish all that is in his will for your life. I thank God. And this coming up month, in December, we'll be on this line 4 years. I've seen some people start up and quit, but we have been blessed to keep this line going for 4 years. December the 11th will mark it, the Lord's will, and he'll allow us to still be here it will mark 4 years on Blog Talk Radio, and we were on this line. Mother's been on the line, I think, about 2 years or 2.5 years with us now. And I tell you, we were on this line consistently, 5 days a week. We just dropped back a little bit in February after the Lord allowed me to move back here to this city to start building ministry. And I tell you, we were on every day diligent. That's why we have over 12 or 1,300 messages in the archives. And it has been a blessing, not just to others. It has blessed me because I know when I'm feeling down or something is bothering my spirit, I can always go on Blog Talk Radio and pull up a topic and pull up a message. I remember quite vividly Evangelist Patricia Joshua, how she talked about special ops. And I had never heard anything like that. And maybe the Lord will bless us to bring it on tomorrow about special ops. And God just has done some amazing things, and he has spoken through some amazing people. There's nobody like God's people. Nobody. I tell you, I'd rather take a saint with me anywhere. Hallelujah, because I know one thing. The favor of God rests upon their lives. So I just bless the Lord for all that he's doing. And I tell you, you know what? We have to humble ourselves daily. We can't get proud and lifted up. And I was just saying, well, maybe I'll cancel today. I have so much going on. And the Lord just allowed me to go back. He said, no, this is about a 65-minute message. You have time. And this is the message that I pulled up. All ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. And it's just not for the shepherd. This message also is for the flock. Amen. And that's why we have to be careful of who we allow to speak a word and download into somebody else's life. If you know a person is not with, not and where they should be, don't let them pour into anybody, because you don't want to corrupt no good fruit. Amen. You don't want to damage any sheep and any souls. You got to be careful, very careful. And I pray about who the Lord allowed me to ask to come and minister on this line. Now, that don't put me where I'm this great, great discerner. Please, no, I'm not saying that, but I see God. Because, for one, God told me to try the spirit, not by spirit. Sometimes you hear people say, try the spirit, by the spirit. That ain't what the word says. It said, try the spirit and see if they be of God. So all you got to do is try people's spirits. That's all. And you don't know if they're real. Because if they're real, they're going to do what is necessary. They're going to do those things that Jesus and the Lord have commanded them to do. And you won't find them haphazard in this thing. They will be diligent, they will be faithful, and they will be consistent in everything God has given them to do. So, I'm just so full right now. I'm full right now. We haven't heard Prophet Michael in a couple of months, and the Lord blessed him with a job where he's working diligently on that, and he's not able to be on during the time that we're on, but whenever he can, he made a sacrifice and come on the line. So I just bless God. I thank God for Mother Charity. Woo, Lord. Mother, it's been trying this week, but I'm going to be back on that prayer line in the morning, 5 a.m. I'm going to be on that prayer, because I tell you, I'm always blessed when I hear the saints in Detroit early in the morning, 6 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, praying, and Mother is faithful to that line. She's on that line 6 days of the week, praying for people that she'll never get an opportunity to meet, amen, never get an opportunity to see, amen, but she knows the needs of the people, and they pray for them diligently. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Keep my mom, my mother, in your prayer, even asking for prayer for my sister. She's been having a few little complications in her body, Danielle. So remember Danielle and pray for my son. I'm going to visit him this weekend, this Friday. So if the Lord's will, all will be well in that area. So I'm just asking for your a consistent, diligent, fervent prayers for me and my family, amen, and for the ministry that God has given us. So keep us in your prayers. Remember that, amen. And we're going to ask, I'm going to ask Prophet George to just close us. Well, Sister Anitra, let me see if she can pray us off. Amen. I like to give everybody an opportunity. You don't know where your blessings don't come from. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Sister
Anitra. Yes, can we?
Amen. Are you able to dismiss us with a word?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear.
I'm going to take this off. I'm taking this off. Echo.
We can hear you, Sister Noel.
Can you hear me, Sister?
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne, more grateful God, thanking you and praising you, giving you honor, glory, and praise for all that you've done, God. Help us, oh God, to hide this word in our heart that we will not sin against you, God. Bless each and every word under the sound of my voice, God. Bless, oh God, that you bless each and every prayer request, God, spoken and unspoken, God. We ask that you meet the needs of your people, God. We ask that you supply all their needs, God, according to your glory, God. We just thank you and praise you, God, who you are, God. God, we know you are filled. We ask that you do the seal of unleashing. We can ask and grant it for each and every one of us. That is your people, God. Thank you for the word of God. We ask that you help us, God, that we not just be hearers of it, but doers also. This is my prayer that I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. Amen. The word of God. Well, we'll see you all
Father in the gospel and our former presiding bishop. Bishop, you don't have to get up if you don't want to. Okay.
When things things are going good, and we got to pray when trouble on every hand. You got to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I need you to help me. I'm a soul waited upon the Lord, and I heard David say, this poor man cried. Have you ever been poor in spirit? Have you ever been down yonder by yourself? And you couldn't hear nobody pray. Oh, Lord, I love him because he's been so good to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, I feel like preaching. Yay!
God bless you all. Love you.